This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Jim Hagedorn, who's a member of Congress representing the 1st Congressional District of Minnesota. Should I say the great 1st District of Minnesota?
The great state of Minnesota. Southern Minnesota is where our district is, so we have plenty of, I think we're the second largest for hogs in the country. A lot of livestock, obviously, corn and soybeans, and farmers across the board. So we're excited to have this opportunity to serve the people of Southern Minnesota.
So we've identified the district. Now let's identify you, a little background. You have ag in your background?
I grew up on a grain and livestock farm just outside of the town of Truman in Martin County. And my dad was a hog farmer. We had hogs, and I used to ask him. I said, "Dad, why do we have hogs and some of our neighbors have cows?" And he says, "Well, Jimmy, I like to take a vacation. That dairy farming is hard work," and you know he's right. The dairy farmers are probably the hardest working people in agriculture, and so I grew up on a farm. It was the best experience of my life, being in that small community, going to a parochial Lutheran school, and then living out in a rural area. And it's because of that, that appreciation that I have for farming and agribusiness in rural America, that we've made a priority of sustaining our operations and helping preserve our way of life.
And Washington, D.C. is not completely unfamiliar to you either.
Well, my father was a congressman after he was a farmer and served from 1974 to 1982. He was on the Agriculture Committee, and it's the thrill of my life to be on the Agriculture Committee and also serve many of the same areas of Minnesota. And prior to this experience, I was a congressional relations officer for a couple of treasury agencies, and I worked for a Minnesota congressman, and who was on the Ag Committee as well, Arlen Stanglin, a good hog farmer from northwest part of Minnesota. And what my father and Congressman Stanglin taught me about serving on the committee is this, that you're going to be there, you want to help all aspects of agriculture to move forward. We don't have any cotton farmers, for instance, in southern Minnesota. But we want to make sure that they do well, just like we want those folks who serve on the committee, like Chairman Conaway, for instance, Mike Conaway, a good friend of mine. He's helping us to make sure our farmers do well, and that's critically important.
You really talk about the importance of working together, and we see that within the House Ag Committee. By the way, you're a member of the House Ag Committee and also a Small Business Committee. One that seems to fit right in with both of those is something known as USMCA. What can you tell us?
Well, the free trade agreement that's been negotiated, kind of NAFTA 2, they call it USMCA, the one with Mexico and Canada and the United States, that is critically important. I think I'm the first elected official in the state of Minnesota to come out and support that. And the reason we do is it's going to be great for Minnesota. It's going to help our farmers. It's going to expand especially dairy exports to Canada, amongst other things. But it's good for Minnesota manufacturers, machinery producers, medical, mining. And so we petitioned the president. We put a letter together with Congressman Tom Emmer, Congressman Pete Stauber, and said, "Mr. President, we love that agreement. Send it here to the Hill." And then we sent the same letter to Speaker Pelosi and said, "We need a vote." And the way I look at it is it's going to be great for our economy, of course, but we have to get this through in order to build momentum for our other trade deals that the administration's working on with Japan, with South Korea, the European Union, looks like Great Britain, Colombia, and then, of course, China. If we can't get this thing through with Mexico and Canada, our strongest trading partners, it's going to be hard to explain to people how we're going to get things done with China. So let's get this to the floor. Let's vote it up. And let's move on to the next one, because if we can drop those barriers, expand our markets, it's going to really help our farmers.
I just noticed earlier in the week you had a hearing in the House Ag Committee. It was a subcommittee hearing where you had the opportunity to hear about trade. Did you hear some positive news come out of that?
Well, we had some great experiences interacting with, of course, I was Under Secretary McKinney the other day, spoken with Secretary Perdue about trade, and the president himself. He was in Minnesota a little less than 2 months ago, and we were in the limousine, the beast, they call it, and I impressed upon the president how our farmers have been struggling for 5 and 6 years, predated his administration, but they're at a critical point. We need more progress, and he agreed, and he said he's doing everything possible to try to reset these trade deals and make sure that we have fairness for all, for U.S. consumers, for our manufacturers, for our workers, and for our farmers. And so I think he understands the importance of that, and that's my job, is to keep delivering that message. So that's what we do. We want to let the administration know that we appreciate what they're doing, but we need results. We need to drop those barriers and expand our markets.
A buzzword has been sustainability, but I want to turn it just a little bit. The importance of making sure that we sustain that way of life for farmers and ranchers and those in rural communities. How important is that to you?
Well, it's critically important. And in the rural counties of our district, as farmers go, a lot of times so go the small businesses and the schools and the communities. And, you know, on the Agriculture Committee and this job, our priority is to sustain agriculture and our rural way of life. And the three main things that I'm working to do with others, hopefully on a bipartisan basis, is to have good government policies, to reform government in the areas of regulations, taxes, health care. You know, Obamacare has been tough on farmers. And have strong energy policies to keep the cost of farming as low as possible so they can maintain operations. And then also, when times are tough, to make sure farmers can get through those periods. And we do that with the five-year farm bill. Right now we're working on implementing that. We're overseeing that, working with the Department of Agriculture, and crop insurance, demand for instance, ethanol year-round, biodiesel. And then the third plank is trade, dropping down the barriers, expanding our markets. If we do those three things, we can sustain agriculture and our way of life and help our rural communities. And then for all of the people in the United States, we have to remember we're the envy of the world. The way we have the system of production agriculture, that we have all an array of choices when we walk into the grocery stores at affordable prices. Not every country has that. Venezuela, they've lost 25 pounds a person because they don't even have food on the shelves. We don't even hardly give it a moment's thought. Just walk in and expect it to be there. And we want to make sure that the American people are well served in that area. And it all starts with food production.
Final one here for you. Can I just say bacon? I think there's some bacon back home, isn't there?
Yeah, I know, we just had this hot dish competition that the Minnesota delegation is, and our dish was making bacon great again. And I wore my Martin County Bacon Capital of the World apron, and we had bacon from our friends up at Compart Duroc Farms in Nicollet County, and we had some pork products from Hormel. So we got a good district with some hog farmers and some bacon and pork products that I think are the rival of any.
Eat more pork.
Eat more pork, absolutely.
Great to see you. We wish you the best throughout the rest of the year.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Again, it's the Honorable Jim Hagedorn from Minnesota, 1st Congressional District, member of the House Agriculture Committee. And from Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.